We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting set for Saturday, the SEC championship game, Alabama against Georgia. This is Roger Hoover now. Pleased to be joined on the other booth by the voice of the Georgia Bulldogs, Scott Howard. And Scott, here we are, a matchup we've kind of been hoping for all season long. Now it's finally here. I'm sure you guys are excited for the Tide and the Georgia Bulldogs on Saturday.
Yeah, it's probably the best matchup that you could hope for, certainly in this conference. And, you know, Georgia's played as well as anybody all season long, and Alabama's been right there as well, with only the one loss. But these are definitely the two best teams in the Southeastern Conference, and it's great to see them playing it out for the championship.
Of course, Georgia had high expectations coming into this season, starting with the Clemson game, but Georgia gets that victory. And just take us through the journey through this season in 2021 for the Bulldogs.
Well, you know, since that game, I mean, that's really the only close ball game that Georgia has played this season. That was a 7-point game, 10-3. Clemson didn't score a touchdown. And then after that, it was, I mean, Georgia has just run off. Let me run down the schedule here. You know, UAB 56-7, South Carolina 40-13, Vanderbilt 62-0, Arkansas 37-0, Auburn 34-10. It just went on and on and on, and Georgia has beaten their opponents all season long by, you know, 17, 20, 25 points or more on a consistent basis, including the last game at Georgia Tech last week, 45-0. So we've seen this team dominate early in ball games, you know, and kind of have their way with how they wanted it to end in the second half. Get a lot of players in the ball game, usually in the fourth quarter. There's a lot of guys deep in the roster that have gotten a lot of snaps, so which is good. That's good for the experience. That's good for the morale of the team, certainly. And you know, those are the guys that are going to be playing in the future. So it's great to get them that in-game experience. But it's been an amazing ride for Georgia really this year because of the way they've been able to win ball games and really dominate their opponent.
Ranks number one in the country, 12-0 throughout the regular season, and at the helm for most of this season has been Stetson Bennett IV. What has he done well at quarterback? How is he different than maybe when we saw him in Tuscaloosa a year ago?
Probably just experience-wise. I mean, another year to grow, another year to learn, another year to study. You know, he watches a lot of film. I mean, he's a regular around the athletic department when they're not on the field practicing. You know, he's he's doing his work as the quarterback. He's studying trends and what he needs to do with the offensive coordinator Todd Monken and Stetson he's just a calm force in the offensive backfield and you know on the team in general. I mean, he doesn't really get too high and too emotional. He just goes about his business. You know, he's not the prototypical quarterback with the throwing the ball 75 yards in the air downfield. He can get the job done with his passing. His big thing has been his ability to run the football and give that position a different look, which traditionally JT Daniels is not a running guy. He's more of a stand in the pocket and deliver the football. And Stetson gives you some more options. You're able to move the pocket with him, rollouts, and bootlegs, and he can run it or he can throw on the run. And he's very good when he has those options. So he's a smart guy. You know, he's had a lot of snaps in his career. He's a veteran. So he's really done a nice job, but he's got a great supporting cast too. And you can't leave out the players around him that help make him look good as he helps make them look good.
Yeah, tell us a little more about those guys, the running back room, wide receivers. I mean, just talent across the board in this Georgia offense.
Yeah, there's a lot of depth there in the backfield with Zamir White, who is, I think he's still the leading rusher. I didn't check the stats just yet, but it was very tight between Zamir White and James Cook. And then Kenny McIntosh had a nice game in the win over Georgia Tech last week. And Dejon Edwards has played well when he comes in the ball game. Kendall Milton's been hurt, his status remains to be seen for the championship game. But those are the five scholarship guys, and Georgia uses them frequently. I was just watching some of the Tech game earlier this week on the replay, and there was one series where Zamir White was in for two plays, and then James Cook came in for two plays, and then Kenny McIntosh came in for two plays, and Georgia ended up scoring a touchdown on a long run on that series with Kenny McIntosh, I believe was the right series that I'm thinking about. But it's just constant fresh legs in the ball game, and all of those guys are good with that, which is great. I mean, their health has remained good for the most part. Kendall Milton's obviously out with an injury, but Zamir White has been healthy most of the season, as has James Cook. Kenny McIntosh had some injuries early on, but he's back and ready to go. It's a good group. They all like to share the football, and it's great just to keep those guys fresh, and that's certainly an advantage for the offense. The offensive line has had some early injuries, and they had to shuffle some guys around. You know, we lost our right guard in the first game of the year. So we had to move our center to right guard and start a redshirt freshman at center. And then we've had some injuries at left tackle, with Jamari Salyer being out the last few games. But Broderick Jones has come in and done a really nice job at left tackle. The tight ends have been outstanding. Brock Bowers, that guy's an All-American candidate. Darnell Washington had early injuries. He's a huge target, 6'7", and about 265 at tight end. He's working his way back into more and more snaps and health-wise. And John Fitzpatrick is another tight end that's very good. And then the receivers. We've gone through a lot of injuries with receivers. But the guys that have played have certainly contributed very well. So it's just been – there's been a lot of luck. You have to be a little bit lucky in this game, too, when you're good, and to win championships, you have to have that right combination of luck and skill and experience and all of that stuff. And so far, Georgia's gotten all of that through the first 12 games.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Georgia's so good on offense, so much of the discussion as well as on the Georgia defense, and especially Jordan Davis. I mean, what a special season he's put together. Has he been one of the more disruptive players you've seen wear a Georgia uniform?
Yeah, he's terrific. I mean, he's a personality guy off the field too. Just a pleasure to be around, and those guys are fun. He's happy. He's always smiling. He's laughing and cutting up, and you like to be around those guys. So do your teammates. And his ability on the field is lights out. I mean, a lot of time he gets lost in the shuffle just because of the position he plays. He's covered up in that interior line of scrimmage, so you don't see him a lot until he comes out of the pile and, you know, makes a tackle down the line of scrimmage or gets a sack or, you know, he's taking on two and three blockers at a time and allowing others to make the stops. But he gets his fair share. He's such a huge force in there at 6'6" and anywhere from, 340 to 350, whatever he weighs on a specific day. He's very disruptive in that line of scrimmage. George is certainly going to miss him when he's moved on to the next level. And that's a hard body to replace just because he is so large. And he's so skilled too. He's very fast. He's got quickness. He's one of the better defensive players that I've seen in my time at Georgia.
And then looking at this game on Saturday, where does Georgia match up best with Alabama in your opinion?
That's a good question. I don't know, maybe just across the board. I mean, I don't know that Alabama's, they've got great players too. Maybe defensively Georgia might have a little bit of an edge over Alabama's play this year. I don't know how much. Certainly a standout linebacker that Alabama has in Anderson, he's had an amazing year. I think it's a pretty even matchup across the board. I don't know. I haven't taken the time to break it down position by position. And, Alabama's receivers are probably a little more experienced and maybe a little more skilled than Georgia. But, Georgia's depth in the running back position is a little stronger. Obviously, quarterback Bryce Young is getting a heck of a lot more headlines than Stetson Bennett would. But you could probably break it down position by position and give each side an advantage there where it would all even out in the end when you did that.
And then last question, Kirby Smart, of course, has spent a lot of time here in Tuscaloosa and continues developing as a head coach. Just how have you seen him mature throughout the years as he continues growing into this position and obviously has a very strong team this year? He has had in the past, but he's kept this Georgia machine moving forward. I'm sure that's impressive to see.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, he had I'm sure when he got the job here, he had a formula in mind and the things that he had learned at Alabama and all his other stops, his coaching stops before he became a head coach. But he's been able to implement all of those different ideas that he had. He looks at it more as an organization, and he's the CEO of the organization. So it's kind of operated like a business in many ways, just the way things are handled. There's a lot of staff. So there's a lot of people to do a lot of, I don't want to say the smaller things, but things that the head coach necessarily doesn't need to concern himself with. So he's got great support. And when you're talking on the field, I mean, my goodness, they practice hard. They make practice hard on purpose. They make it challenging. They put these guys through adversity in practice so that when you get to the game, you know, the game is supposed to be easy compared to what they've gone through during the week. But he's assembled a good staff. They recruit tremendously. He had all the ideas when he got the job, and he's the guy everybody listens to now in the football program because he knows what he's doing, and he's had the success to back that up since that, you know, after the first year. They really kicked it up a notch, and the last 5 years of his tenure here have really been good. And you know, the one thing that they're still seeking is that national championship.
Well, it's Alabama coming up against Georgia on Saturday in Atlanta for the SEC championship game. Who knows? Maybe the first of two meetings we see this year between Crimson Tide and the Bulldogs. But Scott, we've really enjoyed hearing from you and getting a breakdown on the Bulldogs. Looking forward to a great game. Just thank you for your time.
You bet, Roger. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.